I think this is a very positive agreement, and I hope that indeed the nation to go to the polls. I think it happened because I think the Prime Minister has shown leadership. He has shown that he's a consensus builder by reaching out to all the political actors. I think that was the difference. You know that 2 weeks ago we were on the brink of armed conflict in the city of Mogadishu. I think this agreement has changed that trajectory. And this agreement is going to lead the nation to go for the parliamentary election as well as the presidential election.
So what does that mean for President Farmajo? Does he continue as president?
Well, the president's term has expired on February 8, 2021. He might stay as a caretaker president, but when it comes to the management of the election, the security election, those two issues are very important, and they will be managed by the Prime Minister and the federal member states.
Would this election be a one-person, one vote, or is still following the traditional Somali election?
Yeah, it will be an indirect election. That is why the time to hold the election is within 60 days. Otherwise, a direct universal suffrage election requires much, much more time to implement. So we will be going to the indirect election this time. The polling stations will be protected by the Amazon police as well as the federal police and the federal member state police. So it will be managed.
How come Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein was able to pull this out and President Farmajo was not able to?
It's very important to point out that the electoral impasse was the making of the president whose term has expired, who was looking for term extension. On the other hand, the prime minister succeeded where the president had failed because the prime minister is not a presidential contender. So he doesn't have a stake on the outcome of the election. So he was able to reach out to everyone, compromise, and come up with this wonderful agreement that the election should be held within 60 days.
Thank you always for your insight.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much.